lila, pastimes of Sri Krishna with his own group, selected a few that was performed there. This is the highest degree. Radha Kunda. The name Radha means Aradhana, that is sacrificing, worshipping. Worshipping also Aradhana. Sacrifice is great, sacrifice is noble. Only sacrificed souls can live in that area of divine love. Not a tinge of this black enjoying, exploiting tendency. Exploitation is black. The characteristic is not to be blamed, but the motive of enjoyment, that is bad. We have to understand that. The motive. Motive may be black, motive may be white, but the movement similar. And this is exploitation. That is the most heinous thing for us. That is the root of all disease. At the same time, infinite sacrifice of infinite character, that holds the highest position. With bounds, no bounds of sacrifice. The plane of surrender, the structure is there, but the plane, foundation is surrender, whole self surrender, and the structure is going above. That is spiritual. Divine. Up there in America?
I'm a student.
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 Yes.
Studying in general line or any technical line?
Philosophy and religion.
Philosophy.
And religion.
And religion.
That is a subject.
Yes.
In what university? You are student of the university by name?
San Francisco State.
San Francisco. State College.
University.
State University. In the city of San Francisco.
And where this Radhar Gauranga was a professor? Do you know Radhar Gauranga?
No, Maharaj. I'm not familiar.
He's a doctor. He was there in some college, and also the research college here. Was his previous name I forgot. Physiology perhaps was his department, researching. So religion and the philosophy, then you have not studied Hegel.
I've avoided
perfectionism. Hegel's philosophy is known as perfectionism. Panentheism. Not pantheism, but panentheism. The doctrine of Hegel, philosopher, German philosopher. Perfectionism. He says the absolute. Absolute, both conditioned and unconditioned combined. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis. That is his line. the progressing, ever progressing thesis, antithesis and the synthesis. This, in this method the whole thing is progressing. Panentheism is his, the name of his doctrine, and the perfectionism. And that everything, the absolute is by itself and for itself. Then die to live. These are his very chosen expressions. Die to live. If you want to live a proper life, you will have to die as you are. Your ego must be dissolved. And then the inner, finer self will come out. A good philosopher amongst the Westerners.
That's good. I'll study him.
Else Vaishnavism, it comes in the line of Vaishnavism. Die to live. And he is the enjoyer. Aham hi sabhyajnanam. This is the most vital point. To establish the God as person. He is the enjoyer. If anything is enjoyer, the enjoyer will hold the supreme position. Cannot but be. Everything meant for his enjoyment. Then he is the supreme. The absolute is supreme. And then everything meant for his, to for his satisfaction, a necessary truth, and not questionable. And also his one of dictum. That no object can exist without subject. There must be a thinker. I may say fossil. What is fossil? Black, hard, stony, but that is a state of a subject, a thinking stage. Black. Where is that black? A stage of consciousness. So, any existence supposes subject or consciousness. That is a strong point of argument. No object can exist without subject, and no subject can exist without object, thinker and thought. If there is thinker, he must be thinking something, the object is there. And if there is any object, and what attribute it has got, that must be reflected in the subject, otherwise no existence is possible to understand. Do you follow?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
These are all Hegel's original conceptions, contributions. Very important philosopher.
I'll read him.
And very near to Western thinker, Eastern thinker. Mm-hmm. Hegel's philosophy is very close to Ramanuja philosophy. And Kant's philosophy, Kant, you know. Hegel, Kant, all these names you do not know.
Whose name do you know? I've studied most of the Eastern.
Do you know Descartes?
Western.
Descartes?
Yeah.
Who is told as the father of modern philosophy, Descartes. Locke, Hume, then Berkeley is extreme subjective thinker. Locke, Hume, Mill, Berkeley, Johnson, Kant, Hegel, all these Western philosophers.
I prefer Eastern.
What?
I prefer Eastern. I study, you know, Zen and Taoism. I study Eastern philosophy the most.
What?
But I have to
Sankho.
Study the Western.
Sankho, Yoga. What philosophy you study?
Taoism?
Eastern
Zen
philosophy?
Yeah, all
is
of it.
Sankho, Yoga, Nayo.
Vaisheshika. Studies Zen, Buddhism, Buddhism,
Jainism, Buddhism,
Buddhism, and Tao, Taoism.
Taoism?
Yes.
What is Taoism? Buddhism?
Tao.
T-A-T-A-O.
Buddhism, Jainism.
The spelling in English is T-A-O.
Taoism.
Taoism.
T-O.
T-A-P-H-E-O. No, T-A-O.
T-A-O.
Yes.
Taoism.
Taoism.
Taoism. Chinese. Ancient Chinese.
From China.
Oh.
from China, Christism. The one previous prophet was in China, before Buddhism, Christism was in was present there in China. Taoism, Taoism. Pluto. Have you studied Pluto? Socrates, Pluto?
Ah, yes, yes.
Aristotle.
I studied them a little.
Mm-hmm. The parallelism. Parallelism by whom? Aristotle. Or Pluto. This is also accepted to a certain extent. Tameva bhantam anuhati sadvam. Tosya bhasa sapamidam. This world is perverted reflection of the original spiritual world. That is parallelism of Pluto or Aristotle, Karam.
Pluto.
Parallelism. He is a student of philosophy and religion, theology.
And she was wondering if, have you any message for Hansadutta Maharaj?
This Dayadhar was given to me by Hansadutta Maharaj.
No, this is a letter from her. But she is returning to the area where Hansadutta Maharaj is and was wondering if you have any message for Hansadutta Maharaj that you would like for
what
her to...
message I can give to him, but only I can say he may meet me once. I will be happy.
If he will meet Maharaj
comes,
once?
Yeah,
good,
he may
good.
Meet me.
Okay, I'll tell him.
The Maharaj will be very happy.
I have to see him, that is.
All right, good.
That Dayadhar Gauranga, what was his previous name? He was sent to me by Hamsadut Maharaj. Hamsadut Maharaj told that I am initiating them there, but not all, whom I think more than Aloysia. There is a center of Hamsadut Maharaj. He was working there. But there was some difference. And he started a center independently, I am told, in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. You have not seen him?
Yes, I met him, Maharaj, when he was here.
Yes,
I spoke with him one afternoon.
But you don't know his previous name?
No, I don't, Maharaj.
And
Maharaj.
Previous address also?
No, Maharaj.
But the office? There are office records, must be.
I think he mentioned he had gone to school in Texas, which is another state in America.
Now he is in Malaysia. He has established a separate center there in Malaysia. The other day we received a letter from him. This ISKCON wanted to oust this Tamal Krishna, Hamsadut, and this Tamal Krishna, Hamsadut Maharaj, and also the Acharya of England, what is his name?
Jayatirtha
Maharaj. Jayatirtha Maharaj. ISKCON wanted to oust these three Acharya. And Hamsadut Maharaj came to me, Tamal Krishna. I called for the committee and some of the secretaries and president came to him, Bhavananda Jay Pataka, and many others. And I told them that they are appointed from Swami Maharaj direct as Acharya. So suddenly and easily you should not oust them and give any punishment. Then the whole structure could lose its prestige in the West. If anything wrong, settle it within yourself, not compromise. Otherwise, the very root is Shraddha, faith. And the faith, the very foundation of faith will be shaken. If three Acharya, direct appointment by Swami Maharaj, go against them, and punish them, then your own position will also be shaken towards the disciples. What do you think? All the Acharyas are vulnerable. Any day they also may do some wrong and may be outcast. Because they took my advice. And anyhow, that compromise was made. Maharaj is sent for me, special attraction for me. আসছেন উপরে আসছেন দিয়ে গরি যদি তা ভালো করে আসুন তার আচ্ছা মালা টালা দাম নেই ঘর দিয়ে নিয়ে এসো
When I was in Vrindavan, the Goswami from Radharaman Temple, he said that when your Guru Maharaj came to Vrindavan, he made much controversy because he was preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Bhagavan. And he said that eventually a great debate was held in Bengal between the Gaudiya Vaishnavas and those who are opposed to this idea of Mahaprabhu being God.
Yes.
Can you tell something about this?
Yes. The other day I told, but you were not present.
No.
The smart section, that is generally the follower of Shankar, they filed the petition to Maharaja Krishna Chandra of Krishna Nagar, that there was a famine or something that time. The cause of this famine is that a man is being worshipped as God. That is the root. The Pandits, smart Pandits, they gave signature to such petition. So that Vishnupriya installed Mahaprabhu. So when they heard this news that this may be stopped or disturbed, then underground they built a provisional room and there put the Trimurti, and with some sweet mist there they closed. Then a dream was given to one Tutaram Das Babaji in Vrindavan. He was a scholar, good Sanskrit scholar, Shastric scholar. And another dream was given to Raja, the king of Manipur. He was a chief, giving some rent to the British. He was also Gauriya Vaishnava, the disciple line of Narottam Thakur. And both of them came here. Tutaram Das came and he went straight to the king that Pandits of this locality, they say that Sri Chaitanya Dev is a man, not God. So, man worshipping must be abolished, stopped. Otherwise, the people in general are suffering from famine and other actually a natural catastrophe. So, invite your scholars. I have come from Vrindavan to show that in many scriptures there is reference to the fact that Sri Chaitanya Dev is not a man, but he is Lord Himself, God Himself. I want to prove by quotations from the scriptures, ancient scriptures. You call for your pandits that are opposing to this fact. So there is an assembly of the pandits in Maharaja Krishnanagar court, and Tataram Babaji, he proved from the different quotations that Nam Sankirtan is the Yuga Dharma, and to preach Yuga Dharma, Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavan, the incarnation of the God, comes down to establish. It is mentioned in many places. He showed those references. And the pandits could not stand on his face. And another, Manipur Raj, Maharaja Manipur, he also came and saw Krishna Chandra, who was inferior in position to that, to him. I want some land here as lease from you. By his approach, Krishnanagar Maharaja, he was very much satisfied that a man of higher position has come to see him. He offered that, yes, not lease, I shall make a free gift to you, as much as land you want, higher you please locate. But no, I want lease from you. Only 8 and a half, half a rupee lease, this Manipur site was given by Maharaja to that, Krishnanagar Maharaja to Manipur king. And there he constructed the temple and installed Mahaprabhu Seva. In the meantime, when Tataram Das defeated those pandits, this Shakta pandits, then Mahaprabhu's Sevait at that time, they took up again from the underground room on the floor, and he began his regular puja, worshipping. So, after that, the construction finished here, and the Manipur Raja, he ordered that installation of Mahaprabhu must be done according to my dream. But they reported that the original Mahaprabhu has already has come up, and in regular worshipping is going on there. Then he put the name Anu Mahaprabhu, Anu Paschat, after. That was main Mahaprabhu installed by Vishnu Priya Devi, and the next, after that, Mahaprabhu is installed here. So Anu Mahaprabhu in Manipur side, the two temples of the Manipur people here, just on the front of that Divananda Gaudiya Math, Manipur, two Thakur deities. And then the Anu Mahaprabhu is on the north side, that is ancient, and which is in the southern side, that was installed afterwards by a queen of Maharaja. So this is the story. that sometimes some objection came from the local scholars that Mahaprabhu is a man and not a devotee and not the Lord himself. But it was proved by some Pandit, Todaram Das Babaji. He was a scholar of Babaji, and he, from the scriptures, quotations, he proved that he was not a man, he was the Lord himself. This is the story. Hare Krishna. Okay? Gone already?
Yes, Maharaj.
Robin?
Yes, she has left for Calcutta.
Gone to Calcutta?
Yes.
One of you, this gentleman who came from ISKCON?
I have seen him before. I have seen him in Vrindavan.
Vrindavan. Yes. He was 6 months ago, he was in Vrindavan. He told. Hare Krishna.
You once met with some big Muslim leaders in Pakistan and you had very strong effect on them by your preaching. I was wondering how you approach preaching to Muslims.
I met twice face to face, one in Allahabad, another in Dhaka. In Dhaka, he was a postgraduate student. And in Allahabad, he was a leader of the Muslim community, but little liberal. He went by Bhagavad Gita. Went through Bhagavad Gita, had some knowledge. And this man was a student. His question was, after I delivered a lecture in the university hall, generally before lecture we say that if any questions arises regarding some point delivered in the lecture, then don't disturb when the lecture continues. After the lecture is finished, we shall answer any question relating to religion. The lecture finished, then one gentleman arose up and told the Ramchandra is an ideal king of your community. Yes. What is the justification of his murder, his killing a man who was born in Shudra section because he was engaged in penance? When Sambhuk, a Shudra man, he began penances. Okay? The Shudra family, a man by birth Shudra, he began penances, tapasya. And for that he was punished, he was dealt with by capital punishment by Ramchandra. He himself cut up his head. Religious conception maybe there. That was his first question. I answered that who is Shudra? One who has to mourn, he is Shudra, Shuchadhatu. Shucha means to mourn. one who mourns, he is a Shudra. Who mourns? Now, whose property is mortal thing, who is after search of mortal resources, he will have reaction when the things will go away. So Shudra means that. So penance means to collect more power. Then, collecting more power, he will come to conquer the world. Like Hiranyakashipu, Raman, etc. And that sort of struggle means a great disaster into the country. To give great trouble to the large portion of the country. Troublesome. And as a reaction, he would have to suffer the same effect. So, one who is making penance for acquisition of material property, that is not good for him and also for the people at large. So that was nipped in the bud. By being beheaded, he was saved sometimes. You try to understand this. And they are all satisfied, even the principal of the Dhaka College, all. And he came along with me, on his side, satisfied. And another gentleman in Allahabad, he came. My point I do not remember, to understand some portion of Bhagavad Gita. I can't assimilate these things. I helped him according to my might. This is the solution here. And he was also satisfied. Twice I met Masri, I think. And not a great affair. Yes.
One ISKCON devotee is very much interested in diorama work. In diorama exhibitions. Diorama, dolls, clay dolls. Diorama.
What is diorama?
It's a sculpture, clay, straw dolls, in clay, painted. Sometimes scenes from Bhagavad Gita, maybe Krishna Lila, Ram Lila.
Sagmurti.
Construct so many murti.
Yes. It is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Prabhupada. He arranged for a very large exhibit.
Exhibition, yes.
Yes. Mm. And Ban Maharaj said that this exhibit was documented. This one devotee is asking if you might know where this exhibit is documented, where one might find out more information about this particular exhibit. It was very successful. Crores of rupees came with many, many crores of people saw these exhibits.
Yes. He came to see the exhibition.
No, this devotee, he wants to research information on this exhibit of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He wants to research more information. So he's for more dioramas. And he's asked if you know possibly, is it Dhaka where this exhibit was mostly? Or where it might be documented, there might be more information somewhere.
It was an exhibition took place in Calcutta, in Navadvip, and Dhaka, Allahabad, Banaras, Patna, all these places.
Yes.
And in Kurukshetra also near Delhi. By exhibition, the Leela was shown to the public. Here such incidents took place. In Delhi, Krishna with his party came from Dwarka, and the gopis also went from Vrindavan, met together, and what conversation and all these things, Bhagavatam and other places. And that was shown by figures there.
Yes.
In Kurukshetra. Then the Calcutta exhibition, first year, in a small scale, and next time it was in a higher scale, and it attracted a large number of people from different parts. And then in Mayapur also exhibition was shown. There also attracted the local people. And then it was again taken to Banaras, Allahabad, and Banaras, Patna.
Were there any pictures taken of this exhibit that you know? Any photographs?
Might have been. It's Gauriya, old Gauriya Patrika, might have been published such the portrait of these exhibitions.
That's in Calcutta, Gauriya Patrika?
They had anywhere, even the old Gauriya Patrika may be with this Manoviram Prabhu are here, and the old members, old subscribers of Gauriya, with them it may be found.
Some of the scholars, many of the scholars believe that the Aryans came from out of India into India. Maybe 2,000, 2,500 years ago. And they were not here 5,000 years ago.
The name India, that is given, not a very ancient word. Sindh, the Hind. Hind means from Sindhu River in Punjab, now in Pakistan. Sindh. The Muslims, they call it Hind. And which is on the other side of the Sindhu River, that is Hind, Hindustan, India. In this way, the name has come. But Bharat Varsha, Holi Varsha, King Purusha Varsha, in this way divided we find in Bhagavatam and other places. And the jurisdiction, how much, it is difficult to say now. Because the Himalayan mountain was lower, now it has gone up, and so the places of the Aryans, they have come on this side, from the peaks of the mountains, are forced to come this side. Bhagavatam, where Vasudev lived, that is also now so high. On that side, the Saraswati River, Ambarish Maharaj, that ancient emperor, he used to perform yoga on the banks of Saraswati that goes towards Tibet and other higher places. That was lower at that time. Now Himalaya going up, and they are also going up. Too much cold, they are migrating this side.
Did the mountains go up suddenly or gradually?
Then it is not gradually, this way it is spreading. This is all from the empirical representation, but the spiritual representation is quite different. It is in the line of Bartley that not that we are in the world, but world is within us. Mind is not in the world, world is in the mind, to everyone. The world means the conception of the world, nothing else. So the subjective reality, that is the most basic and fundamental. And this, what we say, this gross material world, that is only idea. What one man sees, another man may not see the same thing. As A sees, B may not see the same sight as A sees. Very different.
Swami Prabhupada and one gentleman, and the gentleman said, well, chanting Hare Krishna is very nice, but still he wanted material things. So Swami Maharaj said, well, chant Hare Krishna and you will get that too. You will be satisfied.
I can't follow what he said.
He said, one man was speaking to Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj, he said, chant Hare Krishna. The man, he said, but Swamiji, I want material things. So our Swami Maharaj said, then chant Hare Krishna and you will get those things also. You will become satisfied materially and spiritually.
Then
so he's asking, is that...
I was asking, you mentioned just before about performing austerities and penances for material things.
What is meant?
He's saying, previously you spoke about austerities and penances to attain material ends, material gain.
And that would not be the same as chanting Hare Krishna for material things. It's not the same, right?
No, he's saying it is not the same as chanting Hare Krishna.
I'm asking that, actually.
That's his question. Austerities and penances for material things is not the same as chanting Hare Krishna.